And now, the Christmas shopping forecast, brought to you by Offshop, in association with the Scotch Egg Classification Board, at 2300 hours on the 13th of December, 2014. The range, B&M and Home Bargains. Store orangeness, 4. These stores are removing every reference to the colour orange and replacing it with black, as black is the new orange. This comes after EE have announced the end of Orange Wednesdays, leaving us with nothing but black. We all know oranges don't have arms, but if they did, they would be very clingy and always ask you if they were too orangey, and whether you would like them better if they were less tangy, especially those blood oranges, who try to pass themselves off as being oranges despite actually being reds. Either way, these supermarkets don't sell any of them. I'm getting an orange in my stocking for Christmas, but if it gives me shit, I'm spraying it up a wall. This will have an effect in the supermarkets this Christmas if they run on a traffic light system, because you either need to be stopping or going, and not getting ready for either of the motions. Expect massive queues in the light bulb aisle, tailing back to the aisle with the store brand colas and items mimicking Pop-Tarts. These fake Pop-Tarts are prone to falling out and getting stuck in the trolley wheels, and they are fractionally more bigoted. This week's featured candle is Noir Citrus Sphere Delight, a strong odour of what they call a red-yellow fruit, shaped in a sphere with the characteristics of a grapefruit. Except that it isn't a grapefruit, and is black. Black Box rated these candles as right on time. Jack Fulton, Iceland and Farm Foods. Christmas has smashed into these stores so hard, it moved the actual day forward a little bit, and then smacked it back with a handbag until it was back where it lived. The code of conduct to follow in Iceland is still in place, as it looks like the shit is about to hit the icy fan with the bottleneck of mothers causing delays at the entrance and having an argument with the grandmothers. It's about the latest range of exotic meats to replace the more traditional Christmas meats, as Grandma thinks it would be more interesting to eat a kangaroo at the Christmas table. We all know that she can fuck off, though, because we're not having a fucking kangaroo. Store servants, good, occasionally pretty funky. Some even dress properly and put things in their hair like normal people that work somewhere like Wilkinson's or whatever. If you see the Peter Andre face anywhere in store, you can get 66.9% off any child roaming in the cat food section. Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. Following an accident at Asda last month, a statue commemorating fallen trolleys is causing problems in the freezer section, and it's advised to wheel the trolley carefully in the area to prevent any further accidents. Next year, there are plans to pedestrianise the area and stop any trolley users using it. There are queues expected in the freezer areas of all stores, as they will be plagued with people who want Christmas dinner. Offshop is releasing a red-yellow warning in these stores, as other animals are being palmed off as traditional Christmas dinner. Last weekend, a mother was offered 3 sellotaped dead rats stuck together from a man who said it was a Dutch turkey, and an old woman was found having a panic attack after she placed a turkey in her trolley, went in search for more Christmas dinner items, and returned to her trolley to find a naked, hissing porcupine. The Cooperative, Aldi, Lidl, and Morrison's.
Got a license to kill, and you know I'm going straight for your heart. Got a license to kill, anyone who tries to tear us up.
M&S Food and Waitrose. It's so Christmassy it hurts. Glasses are needed to peruse these stores, and Waitrose the queues have lengthened from 2 witches' fingers and 1 ET finger to 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, a partridge in a pear tree, and 14 ET fingers in length. Rudolph was missing for about 3 days last week because the other reindeers bullied him, and Blitzen had sex with his girlfriend, the baby sham deer. Rudolph got his own back when he put laxatives in Blitzen's food, and Santa was forced to step in and sort it all out. The result is that all the reindeer are now friends, but the baby sham deer have been sold to the exotic meats company, Bros Before Does. This means the stores are pretty much empty and there are no expected delays because everything costs too much. And now for this week's milk quality. Milk capacity, 98%. The cream strength is 57,894, a different number than we're used to, but I think you'll agree it's the best we've had so far. Even if it's not a nice round number, it's a number indeed. It is suspected that this week's Christmas milk has come from Santa cows, or mega cows, a cow created by splicing all the best cows in the world into one fucking awesome cow that dominates and kills all the shit cows. The smile rating is 3,000. That's very good, but means that it's unable to understand how to keep its temperature stable. It might also mean that in the wrong temperature, it will explode with confusion, so glass bottles are not recommended. Dribble needs are 89. It's advised that a bucket is in the local vicinity while drinking. That's happiness all over the place. That's the shopping forecast. Merry fucking Christmas.